We are joined in the media center here at Brainerd International Raceway following the Lucas Oil Nationals 2019 edition with Funny Car winner Ron Capps. Ron picking up his sixth win here at Brainerd. Final round victory over Tommy Johnson Jr. His third race win of the season, totaling his 2018 win output for the 63rd win of his Funny Car career, 64th overall. Ron, you started the day by racing the champ J.R. Todd. You had to go through J.R., Jack Beckman, Sean Langdon, and Tommy en route to victory. Tell us about your race day.
Well, we came in, you know, a little bit undergunned, sort of. You know, we didn't qualify as well as we wanted. I mean, we were on 93 and we ended up 7th, which was strange. But, you know, we had lane choice first round, and we, not that it mattered because both lanes were great today, but that's a car that is a final round at the finals in Pomona kind of race every time we race the Yellow Fellows. So, obviously a big round, and we were very lucky. I didn't know what was going on with JR until I saw the replay later, how out of shape he got. And he told me down there he had his hands full. But, you know, when typical Ron Tober, went out, try not to make a mistake, not go low ET, but just get down the track, and that's what he did.
And then, of course, going up against a combination of, you know, DSR teammates and Coletta Motorsports, JR and Sean and Jack and Tommy, like throughout, all championship-worthy competitors, championship contenders. For you to pull out the victory here at a race that has been so good for you in the past, we have so many fans, the Caps Corner, cult hero out here, King of the Zoo, that kind of thing. Big statement.
King of the Zoo. I heard you the other day say that.
You like it, right? King of the Zoo, man.
I do now. Yeah. Big matchup, second round. Beckman's car had obviously went 87, low ET of the event, and we did not have lane choice. But we ran pretty good, a low 90. So, you know, you never know. And so it was fun to sit in the lounge and really listen to what Tobler was going to do to the car to pick it up in the middle of the track, a little more mile per hour here, a little more ET here and there in the middle of the track and try to run more speed. And it all sounds great. I've heard this a million times, but it doesn't always equate to going out and doing it. And it was fun to be in the car and to feel everything he talked about and accelerate and the G-meter and all that and see the wind light come on, because we definitely felt like we had to up our game because they'd run so good the previous round. So that was, you know, the list you mentioned as we're talking are teams that you're going to have to beat to win a world championship in those six races of the countdown. There's no doubt about it, every one of them. So that was a huge round.
Going on to the semis, the other Coletta car, and then the final round, John Collins, Ron Tobler. You know, I don't want to say they're practically family, but in the professional sense, it's, you know, teacher, student, mentor, that kind of situation going on. And so JC always brings it, has had a really good car all year long. They're gunning for a championship. So that was as intense a final round as you can put on paper. But then on the starting line, something obviously distracted Tommy. When you guys staged up, was there anything up there that you noticed perhaps, or did you notice that you know, something was different in the final?
Well, even before that, the semifinals with Langdon, that was another matchup. We didn't have lane choice. So they had run 90 flat. We went 91. You know, again, we had to up our game, and that's what Tober did, and I had to get up on the wheel, and that's what I did, and it's just, it was fun to get through that round, but that was, that car, all of a sudden, that is a threat to win a world championship. They are coming together at the right time with Dell and Nikki and all those guys, so that was another world championship bout to get into the finals, and once we got in the finals, Tommy and I have duked it out. It's, you know, Tober made a joke before we rolled out of the trailer, and he said, how about that, the two five-disc funny car, five-disc clutch funny cars are going to duke it out in the final. So, you know, that car, every time I race it, I feel like I'm racing a mirror of myself in a lot of different senses. First of all, JC is a chip off the old block, so many years working under Tobler. His approach is the same. The car is set up almost identical to ours. And it's, you know, it's Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi every time. So, it, you know, going into that round, nothing strange to me staging. I know Tommy doesn't mess around. It's like racing Robert Height and certain guys. We just pull the pump, let our foot off the clutch, and we roll right in. There's no games. There's no waiting. We let our cars do the talking, and Tommy's always been that way. So we both pulled the pumps and went right in. So he must have got distracted with both. I think we kind of staged around the same time, so maybe that threw him off. It's very unlike Tommy Johnson to do that, and I really appreciate him doing that at the right time and letting me win the final. But I had my hands full. The semifinals, the car was all over the place. We're having the car front halved after this weekend. We got a lot of runs on it. I don't know if all of a sudden it just said, okay, that's enough runs. But the final round, another handful. And I got on the radio, even in the shutdown area, I wasn't even sure I won because I was on the radio telling Dustin, oh, my gosh, this thing was evil handling like it was 2016 with the laid-back headers. And I was fighting to not cross the center line. So I didn't even know what was going on next door. And I thought for sure any minute he's going to come flying by me because I had my hands all over the place. So not that we got lucky, but it's very good timing. And another reason why Ron Tober is as good as he is it's impeccable timing that we're going to have that car front half before Indy. And it was already planned. So there you go.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media here at Brainerd.
Yes, you in front.
It used to be that there'd be somebody running really good and somebody not running so good. It's so close now.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brainerd's,
I mean, you're talking a thousandth of a second every time.
This is the time of year that you absolutely have to. That, you know, this is a race that we circle because it's fun. It takes a little bit of the edge off with so much going on around us. But this is a race that you don't want to go into Indy and worry about having to move yourself position-wise and be a threat to get in the top 10 or whatever the problem is. You want to race this race and get the finishing touches on your tune-up because guess what? You're going to the biggest race in the world for us in Indianapolis, and you want to go there just to win Indy. So you want to, this is a crucial race. They've done such a great job here that we can come here and not worry about lane choice. And both lanes are so equal. NHRA did a great job of prep and all that, but you really want to have your act together. There's a lot of teams tested here tomorrow. It'll be like a national event. We are not, thank God. But there's a lot of people a little nervous about their tune-ups, and you don't want to be one of them. So I'm so happy we had great success today. We got a good running car, and we could go to Indy and just try to win Indy. I have never won it personally myself, so I would love to win it. But then right after that, it's six races for everything you dreamed of as a kid to win a world championship. So you have to be good here.
When's the first time you came here?
I came here in 1990. I was a crew member on an alcohol dragster. I want to say 92 or 93.
It used to be that they didn't ever want to compromise the surface for the road racing, so it was terrible for drag racing.
Yes.
It just spun the wheels.
What was the guy's name?
Spun the
chief? Or what was the guy? Not the chief. Who used to own it here?
Colonel. Oh, yeah, that guy.
Huh? The colonel.
But before that, yeah. I mean, even from the start, it was always road racing and
yes,
drag racing.
You're absolutely
but
right.
Now it's the surface is so great.
But
everyone,
listen, I said this morning. Jed Copham, the family, you know, we lost him in a tragic drowning accident after this race last year. Everything, and you see this place, that what the reason this is such a good race every year, the things that he did here, his mom and dad were here this weekend. I know his widow very well. We spent time Thursday and Thursday night with his widow and his kids. And he did stuff to fix his place up as a racer, because he's a racer, for the racers, and for the fans. You go out in a zoo, it's cool out there because of the stuff that he's done. Big stage setup, all the cool stuff. But you go around here, there's on the back of the scoreboards, it's times and mile per hour, just like we see here. No other track, there's only a couple that do that.
Really?
And it's for people when you're, I mean, you didn't have to do it, but right. He did it for the racers. I could go on and on, but you know, he needs a lot of credit. You know, we lost him. He was a great guy, but, you know, what he did here was, yeah, just awesome.
Well, I just mean, it used to be a thing where you worried about all kinds of things here,
yeah.
And it was completely up in the air, but now it's like...
Now you just
like
worry about getting
consistent.
Out of the zoo
the
before the sun comes up.
You have to worry about the track. Everybody's going to do their best because it's going to be...
Listen, we didn't have lane choice all but first round, and we won the race without having a choice of lanes. So that'll tell you right there. And the racing today, I can't wait to go back and watch it on TV because in the car we're getting caught up in what we're doing, but there's identical runs and hole shots and this and that all day long and top field dragster. Oh, my God, there were side-by-side races, like, incredible. So, yeah, I wish we had more races here. This is a track, any crew chief will tell you, is awesome.
Next question for Ron.
You got six wins here at Brainerd. That's now second all-time. Force has 11. What does racing at... What does racing at Brainerd mean to you, and how special is it to get your number six here?
Well, I think I told you before, my wife's family is from the Twin Cities area. Her aunt, every year we spend time, we go to Lindstrom to stay in her lake house after this race. We flew in early and had a family reunion on her side of the family on Tuesday night in Minneapolis. And So every year her family comes out, and her mom and dad fly out from California, and it's when I go down there, there's about 40 of her side of the family. They're all Minnesotans. So it's awesome to have family here. It's rare that you get to win, like Jason Lyon winning, you know, after growing up here is so cool. Me coming here with my wife's family every year, the wins have been so much fun because you've got family to enjoy it with. And, you know, it's hard to do. And it's, I just run out. Oh, is that?
No, man, this thing goes on forever.
Okay. So anyway, it's, I think that's what it is. It's just family. And the fans around here, they take me in. They call me Ronnie. I don't ever get called Ronnie anywhere but here. For some reason, it makes them feel like they know me. And I hear people yelling at me, Ronnie, you know. And
that's funny.
It's the way people are around here. Love them.
Take me back to the quarterfinal race against Beckman. He won here last year, and you didn't have lane choice, but you were able to pull out one of your better runs of the weekend on that one. Do you think that was kind of the turning point for you?
For sure.
On top?
But really, we felt like we had our backs against the wall, and we were bringing a knife to a gunfight. And it just, we had to do something. And it was fun to watch my crew chief step out of his box. And at certain times, we knew we had to step it up. And it's so fun to watch somebody go about their business like that. And they're so good at what they do. It just motivates you. And I had to get up on the wheel and cut good lights. You know, it's fun to do that as a team.
Sure.
Yeah.
Final question for you, Ron. You know, Brainerd in the books now, another win. That's all great. You made back-to-back final rounds, though. There are 7 races remaining in the season, and all are absolutely critical, whether it be Indy or the championship run. You know, how do you think your team is positioned for that run?
I think we're good. Like I told him, this is a place that you really, you know, you were on the trailer last night with us. You really want to be at your best here because you can use this track. We got to test on Saturday under race conditions, which doesn't happen very often. And Tober's really good at trying new things here and there and getting qualified well. But to use a track, to be able to do that and really try something in the middle of qualifying, you need a good track surface like this is to learn. So we were able to get that out of the way, which he's so happy about. Now we're going to keep that clutch disc in there. Little things like that you know, to answer your question, I feel really good leaving here right now and heading to Indy because now we can treat Indy like it is. If we can move up another couple positions and points, that'd be great. But to not have to go test tomorrow or Indy and just go to Indy and try to be a U.S. Nationals champion, something I've never done, will be fun and huge, and then it's playoff time. And just talking about it right now makes my hair stand on my neck because it's you got to get your act together for that, and this is a great example of how to do it.
Ron, congratulations on your win here at
BIR. And we doubled up with Leah.
Dawn, exactly, Dawn first TSR Brian. Leah, double so up in awesome. A while.
Yeah, since Seattle of last year, Megan told me. So that's huge. That is also very hard to do.
Keep the boss happy.
Yes.
Ron, thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Thanks, dude.